Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Before we get out of here, in my great benevolence, in my magnanimous splendor, in my ebullience of generosity, me, your friendly neighborhood radio host, Danny Ruya, here on Grant and Danny, I'm going to give you another pair of tickets to Monday Night Raw. Now, I don't want you to think that I went out and got them myself and I'm giving them away. That's not true. The station is, and I'm contractually obligated to give these things away, but I'm still going to do it. Still a really good person. Monday Night Raw tickets, August 15th at Capital One Arena. You can buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. It's not right now. At the end of the show, in about 20 minutes from right now. So if you call right now, Ryan's going to be like, no, man, it's going to be the end of the show. And I'll hang up on you, and you'll get nothing.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you weighing in. I have to, before we get back to the topic of the moment, talking about the Commander's offense and how expensive it is, I have to write a bio about myself. I don't mean like a biopic, like a book where someone like thinks that they've accomplished enough that they could write a book about all their different things about them. I think that's too much for anybody, to be honest with you. Let someone else do it. But I have to write a bio and submit it for this stand-up show I'm doing. Because I need a new one. My old one's like, he hosts Middays and he worked with Tom Green. That's like 10 years ago that I did that. So I got to come up with a new one. That's not fun to do. That's all. Have you guys had to do that for like a resume or something like that where you like have to write about yourself and explain why you're good?
Of course we have to.
Oh, it's the pits.
I have an offer for you. Let me do it. I'll write your bio. I'm a bio expert, actually.
An expert?
I consider myself one now. Correct.
What kind of info do you need for me to do it?
I don't need anything. I know everything about you already.
But you don't know for stand-up who I've worked with.
Oh,
like okay. I couldn't, like, for example, I want you to add that I was on stage with Donnell Rawlings last week. You didn't know that.
No, I did. I was at the show.
You were at the show.
I was there.
Son
See?
Of a beast.
I'm good at this.
Son of a beast.
Wow. He knows a lot more than you thought, huh?
All right, who else have I worked with? Give me some famous stand-up comics I've worked with. Go ahead. Top of your head. Go.
Reese Waters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Dave Chappelle.
Nope, never worked with Chappelle. Ah, there you go. You're naming guys from DC. I love it. Now we could talk about that. Might be worth a cornucopia sandwich or two or something like that if you do it for me. I got to do that. It's just so, I don't know, man. For someone that loves talking about themselves so much, and that's my favorite thing to do. Like, I love the way my voice sounds in my head as it is. I think it's the greatest sound in the world that anyone can hear is the way in my mind, in between my stupid ears, that my voice sounds going out. Like, I get to hear it right before you guys do, and it is just great. It's the best. And then, when that voice that I think is just so perfect is talking about me, oh, it makes my heart sing. I love it, right? I'm basically, if you invite me somewhere, and I'm there, you know what I'm doing? I'm just waiting until it's my turn again to talk about myself. I'm going to take your little ditty, your little story, your little anecdote, your little thing, and I'm going to be like, only somewhat related, but here's me, and I won't stop.
Danny Routier?
That's the guy, Charles. And it's a lot to deal with, and I'm not for a lot of people. I'm not for certain people. I'm not for many people. But if you're into that, if you're like, we should have him be there to relate it to his thing for minutes at a time, and it's just this monologuing Marty needs to talk about himself. Oh, now, for someone that loves doing that so much, writing it down is so cringe. He's performed with such legends as, well, did they like it that he performed with them? Or did he just get booked and they were stuck? You know? I got a million YouTube video views. Or Charles Barkley mispronounced my name. How do you write that down? How do you explain that I went viral? Like, it's so cringeworthy. It's so pukeable. But I'll be damned if it doesn't come up at a party where someone's talking basketball. Be like, interesting story about basketball. Have you heard of Charles Barkley? Well, he's heard of me. Anyway, we texted. He was on my show for a couple segments. Said a bunch of stuff, and it was great. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So the Commanders' offense is the third most expensive offense in the NFL. And somebody asked me a very, very good question via the Twitterverse. It's rare that that happens. Usually it's like go to hell, you know, choke on a spiked fish or whatever, right? But I thought this was good. At Funny Danny on the Twitterverse. And the question was basically, hey, how much correlation is there between this expensive offense and winning? Right? How much correlation is there between expensive offenses and winning? And I said there is some, or even offensive performance, right? There are some outliers here. So I'll go back to 2021. Your top most expensive offenses. The Browns were number one. We know what the Browns tried to do. They had talent upon talent upon talent upon talent layered on offense. They have multiple running backs. They went and paid huge freights for guys like Austin Hooper. They drafted Hunter Bryant, David Njoku. They had multiple receivers, including Odell Beckham, who I think was on their payroll for a lot. So they tried to surround Baker Mayfield with talent. The Cowboys, great offense, a lot of talent. The Colts, a lot of talent on their offense, especially on the offensive line, plus Jonathan Taylor, Carson Wentz, the deal that we know, haven't heard it, etc., right? Maybe a little bit under-talented at receiver, but still pretty good. Then there's another outlier. The Jets are a top four offense. You never want to be on the list with the Jets. You just don't. Now, here's what the Jets tried to do. They go, okay, we got a kid in Zach Wilson. That's going to be a struggle. Let's get as much as we can for the guy. They weren't going to be any good, but I think they did the right thing. Then the other teams on this list, when you start going down the top 10, how about Packers, Buccaneers, Chargers, 49ers? Ah, that's the kind of company I want to keep. 2020, similar deal. You got Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Bengals' number one most expensive offense in the league. They tried to surround him with stuff. Now, the 2020 Bengals team was... I think that acting. I think I did that right. But then you go Chiefs, Bills, 11-5 Browns team, Eagles. Pretty good part of that list, right? So it's not a one-to-one correlation. The best correlation we have right now for winning games and playing winning football is basically how good your pass offense is at this point, right? The turnover margin is all part of that. But to me, how efficient and how good your pass offense is. There are differences, certain ways to do it at the moment. Think of when Lamar Jackson's healthy in Baltimore. Now, he's still an incredibly efficient passer, by the way, because the sheer volume of threat of not only their running attack, but him running the football. And he's able to dot the I a little bit as a passer. When he's healthy, they kick your butt. So it's a little bit different. But for the most part, how well and how efficiently you pass compared to league strength right now is as good a correlation to winning football as possible. So it's not one-to-one that if you spend a lot of money in your offense, you win a bunch of games, your offense is great. But to me, the process part of this is what matters. And you hear us talk about this all the time, especially me. I'm such a bloviator when it comes to it. But a good process, to me, is the only controllable thing. In a sport that is about chaos, a sport that is inherently uncontrollable, right? You could have the best designs, but it could be cold and windy that day, so you have to scrap certain plays. Or who knows, any of a million things. The guy that you were going to setting up a play call for three plays from now, all of a sudden the guy you're going to run the play for sprains his ankle, has to come out of the game. It's this uncontrollable live chess match of absolute chaos and insanity. All that we can do in terms of evaluators, in terms of people that follow this thing and you know, watch it religiously and live and die with these plays every weekend, is basically evaluate, hey, was this a good idea or a bad idea? Did they do this the right way or not? And to me, if your offense isn't any good, and theirs, make no mistake, has not been. It has been inexcusably bad. In an era of offense, they basically were like, we'll run and punt sometimes. They scored a total of 335 points in the year 2020. They scored a total of 335 points in the year 2021. What happened was the league, the bottom of it most specifically, got a little bit worse around them to hide the fact that their offense was still woefully and completely inadequate. You had teams like the Texans fall off a cliff. Teams like Carolina without Christian McCaffrey fall off a cliff. The Bears take out a sawed off and shoot their own legs. You had the Falcons. The Lions were disasters. They were down there with some of these terrible teams, right? In 2020, their offense pretty much had the exact same metrics. Things didn't get much better, folks, if at all. And in fact, in some areas, they got worse. So, they need a violent upgrade. If you can't solve that with years of judicious drafting and team building and supplementing current players with guys filling in, you know what you do? You spend. Now, I applauded their spending on Curtis Samuel last offseason. That obviously was the biggest disaster on stilts in the history of disasters. That was just so terrible. It worked so poorly. It was just awful. And the lies compounding it, or the ineptitude, pick one, by the way. Pick a channel you like to be on. Would you like to be on the liar channel or the ineptitude channel for whether he's going to play well or not? I don't know. But the idea of him, a gadget player, good, more. Enter Jahan Dotson. Enter Cole Turner. Enter J.D. McKissick. Enter Brian Robinson. Yes. Supplement your offensive line losses. Don't overspend. Don't spend $20 million on a guard. Guard. Jay Gruden style. But find quality ones. Find guys that will hold up under some of the stunts, the games, the pressures. Be good enough there. Really spend on the outside. They found a gem in Charles Leno. He shouldn't have been available, to be frank with you. They didn't have much of a good plan once Trent Williams was like, yeah, I'm out of here, dude. I'm not playing here no more. Best of luck to you guys. But they found one. They found a good left tackle, good, solid, competent left tackle in Charles Leno. I like Cosme. Injured a lot, but still, good promise there. Used a draft pick. That's a big resource. That's second round. That stuff matters. Second rounders, by the way, shouldn't be like Sua Cravens and Ryan Anderson. They should do what I looked this up. They should, the word is help. They should help your football team. Help. Help your football team. That is what we're looking for. Looking for helping the football team. So they still don't have an answer quarterback, in my opinion. You guys know how I feel. I've dragged on ad nauseum about how little I think of Carson Wentz, how I would never make a move as they did. But every other part of it is the right thing to do. Whether it's Wentz, whether it's Alex Smith, whether it's Case Keenum, whether it's Colt McCoy, whether it's you went and got Teddy Bridgewater, Mitch Trubisky, whether you were starting a rookie this year, if Sam Howell takes over, that should be the deal. You should be doing this. If your offense isn't any good, you spend your way out of it. You figure out the rest later. That's what this league is. Look who's up at the top. Look at who is up at the top of this league in terms of points scored. Cowboys, double-digit wins. Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City, Chargers. Defensively, by the way, they screwed themselves, but that offense was plenty good enough to win a bunch of games. The Patriots, the Rams, the Bengals. The Colts, winning record. The Packers, there's your top 10. Ta-da! Playoff teams all over the place. Super Bowl winners. NFC Championship team. I do this all the time, and I always lose the tweet. I got to find a way to keep this tweet or like keep it in my record somewhere. But I go back, and I look at who the conference finalists are each year and where they ranked in terms of offense, in terms of yards per play, and in terms of points scored. It's a complete rarity you find somebody outside the top 5, 6, or 7. Occasionally, you find a team like Baltimore with Joe Flacco. The question is, Joe Flacco, is he elite? It ain't whether he's elite or not, because he's a winner. There, hon. Danny Ocean. Get some suds. You know how expensive crabs were over the 4th of July? You know how expensive they were? It was like $20,000 for a bushel of them. Oh, yeah. So you get an outlier that just gets hot right at the end, like the Giants or them Ravens, Erhon, from 2012, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But for the most part, it's juggernauts. It's good offenses are finding a way to play late in the season. So that gets me to my prediction about what this group is going to be. I think it's going to be better. I think it's going to be better for two reasons. One, Carson Wentz, despite my misgivings about him, despite the fact that I think he is inaccurate, I think he tries to make dumb hero plays. I think he is just a bucket of okay, but it's a spectacular okay. He's going to make two great plays, three terrible ones, and it'll be the eye of the beholder what you like or don't like about him. I think that's an upgrade over Taylor Heinicke. Number two, though, I think their schedule will allow for some good offensive performances. I think they're going to be in some games where they get a lead and they just hand the ball off to Gibson and Robinson and Robinson and Gibson and Gibson and Robinson, McKissick, Gibson, Robinson, Gibson, Robinson, and they throttle teams and they'll put up some yards and some points. I think that's going to happen. I don't think it's a truly good offense that can score on anybody. I don't think it's a Kansas City. I don't think it's a Buffalo. I don't think it's one of these, you know, excellent groups that cannot be stopped, period, in the story. But I think they'll be precipitously better. How much better remains to be seen. I got him right around that 16 mark. And I think that's going to be good enough to be in the playoff hunt this year. I don't think it's going to be good enough to beat Philadelphia a couple times or Dallas a couple times or be better than third place in this division overall. Maybe their defense can steal them a game or two, but the offense will be legitimately better. And I think that's the right course. Some people might say that's bad. If you spend top three, you should be top three. And to that I say, no. Right process, though. Let's go to Anthony and Chantilly. What's an expectation here for this third most expensive offense in the NFL?
Hey, Danny. Love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me on. This team is average. It's building to be average. Ron Rivera has always been average, except for a couple of outliers. The process is fine. Like you said, it's better to have to spend on the offense to set it up for success, but it's just so wasted on a below-average option on quarterback, and he'll be propped up by the weapon instead of propping up the weapons. I wish they would have, you know, they were bad in a no-quarterback draft, and now they're going to be average in a really great quarterback draft, and they're going to miss on taking that game-changer, and then they're not willing to trade for the guy that will put them over the top, like Wilson or Rodgers. They're celebrating the, oh, we tried. And I think that's part of their process. And I think, you know, it's better, but it's still flawed. And in the end, it's going to be an 8 or 9 season. And it's just going to lead to mediocrity for the next 5 to 7 years.
Anthony, I agree with every word you just said. That's honestly how I feel. And it's why I'm not as excited as some folks. To some, and I don't want to speak for Grant, but Grant has basically said they upgraded the most important position. That's all we can ask for. And to that I say, I don't want to go all in to be okay. My big picture philosophy is this is the worst place that you can be, because this is sort of what I call the Grunfeld, right? Where you get yourself into a situation and you're like, we made marginal improvement. I traded away first round picks to Phoenix for 4 straight years. And we've got a lot of veterans that we're overpaying, and we're going to have to pay Otto Porter like he's one of the 5 best players in the game so we could win 34. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm out on that. I'd rather be, and nobody else feels this way, by the way. Eric Bickle might jump across the desk and strangle me like I was J.P. Flame in the early 2000s, an event that happened. Anyway, if he heard this, he might flip out on me. I would rather them stink this year than be 9-8. Nobody thinks the way that I do, and I totally get that. Most folks would rather be able to watch something on Sunday, enjoy themselves, maybe they're in the playoff hunt. To me, I'd rather be terrible and have a chance at a long-term answer at quarterback to then maybe one day be great for 12 years than to be okay with Carson Wentz. Most people don't feel that way. Anthony and I do. We have our own little weird support group online. It's where nothing makes you happy. It's a lot of fun. Everyone should be part of it. But that's me. I would rather not wait for every 5 or 6 years when they've got an easy schedule, when the division is down, and they still somehow get off to a crappy start and have to win 4 games or 5 games or 7 games just to get the doors blown off in the first round. That's not for me. I don't want to max out every few years and have the next white knight come in and promise me all sorts of culture changes and this, that, and the other thing, and then we gear up to mediocrity because they want to show that they've made some improvement. I don't care about that. I don't. So to Anthony's point, he and I are kind of in lockstep there. I think they're going to be okay, which I think is just the worst thing you can be. And that might be masked if their schedule is as easy as it looks on paper, and maybe we'll fool some folks, and maybe they get to 10 wins and, you know, get your first playoff win since 2005. Nothing to sneeze at, but also kind of not why I'm in this. I'm in this for what it was like when I was a kid. I'm in this for those parades. I'm a Nationals fan because of 2019. I was a Nationals fan before, but that was the promise. We drank from the golden chalice, dudes. The reason you sit through all those Capitals playoff defeats, those three games to one losses, those galling, ridiculous defeats to the Pittsburgh Penguins a million times over, time after time after time, is the promise, is the hope that maybe one day 2018 happens. Not who's ever gone. You know what Capitals team was my favorite? It was one of these Capitals teams that lost in the first round of the postseason. That was the coolest part of the Rock the Red era. Who's ever said that? Not one person. Maybe like one psychopath Caps fan. It was like, I actually admired their grit when they lost to Carolina. And I like Warren Fogle. No. I'm in it for greatness. I'll do whatever I have to do for greatness. That could be weeks. That could be months. That could be years. We've already got the losing covered, folks. That's all I'm saying. We got sidetracked there a little bit. We were talking about the offense, but Anthony got me all philosophical. Got me feeling some type of way. Did I use that correct? Was that correct? Feeling some type of way?
You're on fire with the young person terms today.
I feel good. I don't want to get a little overconfident and start overdoing it.
Don't start eating guacamole toast or whatever it is. Avocado toast. Sorry.
Because that
he would be so mad at me if I said that wrong in front of him.
Well, I believe that could get unchy. No?
Now, see, that term I'm not very familiar with. Yeah, that one's a Linnell one. We'll have to refer to him next time we see him.
But I think I used it appropriately there, didn't I?
Probably. Ryan, what would you say, Ryan?
Yes, you did use that correctly, so that's a good way to use it.
You know what Linnell says that I just can't pull off? And he's got this way of saying it where he goes, you can tap in with me. Is that something you young guys say?
Of course.
You tap in?
Tap in, and that's just kind of like, tap in with me, listen to me.
His delivery, you're right, though. His delivery is so on point with it that
yeah,
you feel
says,
it.
I admire it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can call me on the telephone, 800-636-1067. I mean, don't do that now, but you could. He's like, tap in with me. I'm like, oh, okay, sir. I surely will. I admire that. And then he's like, Carson Wentz will be the MVP of the league. And everyone that doesn't like it is a hater. Everyone should remember that he was the MVP of that Colts team and in Philadelphia, and he'll be the MVP here, and everyone doesn't like it is stupid. That was my Linnell impression. Tap in with me. Come on. All right, I'll tell you this. That's an inside joke for like nine people. I love me some Linnell. I love you guys too, and I want to give you something. How about that? Now. Call us, 800-636-1067. That's the telephone number, 800-636-1067. You'll win a pair of tickets to Monday Night Raw on August 15th at Capital One Arena. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. It'll be caller 11, Rhino, caller 11 at 800-636-1067. So you got Nats Phillies tonight as soon as we're done here in a matter of moments. I haven't seen a lineup yet, but I did get the scouting report that Juan Soto was back in there. That is good. That is encouraging. That is very important. That's one of the reasons to tune in. Hopefully they don't lose. Thank you very much. Audience applause. Hopefully they don't get beat 11-0. I just want Juan Soto at bats. Bear Saluga pointed this out, so tip of the cap to old Bear Bear. That last year around this time, Juan Soto's OPS was 831. He finished with an OPS right around 1,000. Right now, his OPS is 833. Where he finishes this year, anybody's guess. He's going to go on a hot streak. That's happening. You can book it. I can't wait for that. So speaking of can't wait, I'm going to go home and eat dinner. I've been so hungry, really, since about 1:15. That's the problem with dieting, is that I'm always, always hungry, and I want some food. GP will be back in tomorrow. We got a short show tomorrow from about 2 to 3:30 before the Nats play a day piece. Yes, Darius?
I'm just going to ask what Grant would always ask. What are you having for dinner tonight?
How could anyone know? How could anyone know what's for dinner? How could anyone know that? Do you guys just ask your wives what's for dinner? I could never be that presumptuous. I'm so lucky that anybody tolerates me, let alone wants to cook for me, let alone wants to cook with these silly restrictions where I can't have food that tastes good. I don't know. For Ryan, for Darius, for GP, we'll be back at it tomorrow. Until then, we'll see you guys. Nationals baseball next.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.